should know that now we are going to stick around. We being Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Doug Steffen. Dudley is here today.
That's cool that you found a show named after you.
Isn't it nice? Very sweet. Yes, it's good stuff. Are you very intrigued by the reports that Chase Bank has closed some bank accounts belonging to porn stars?
Why? What'd they do wrong?
Well, why does it have to be Chase? They're the most important company in the country, aren't they? They can do what they want to do.
You know, can they, though? Just because what if they started not liking radio? Can they shut down our bank accounts?
Well, they wouldn't shut mine down because I wouldn't give them a nickel's worth of business and haven't for years and years and years and years and years. But maybe if they don't like you because you're a porn star, and that's really the reason that they gave. The simple reason
that's brazen
was that they were porn stars. Now, how did they know?
I wouldn't do any business with that.
Yeah, but here's the question. How would the officials at the bank know?
From their video library, Dougie, of
course. They were porn stars, exactly. Yes.
That would be the question. I'm no fan of the porn, but come on. Really, you're not going to let them have a bank account for no other reason other than their occupation?
Well, who are they to make that decision?
Wonder how many, like, dirty politicians they have holding their bank account.
Well, at what point, you're right, you ask the question, they don't like farmers today. They don't like people who work for the IRS. They don't like singers. It's all the same. What's the scrutiny? Under what circumstance do
here's the thing, you know, to be fair with and consistent with my message about not mandating business, that's fine. I think Chase has the right to not allow bank accounts to porn stars. Would I ever put my money there? No way.
No. 888-302-3684.
You never know when things are going to take a turn and you might have to do some things you weren't proud of.
Exactly. Yeah. That, I think, is the way that we would examine or understand things one way or the other. All right, so there's that situation. The situation in Oklahoma, where the governor of Oklahoma has ordered a full review of the state's execution procedures after this mess. I was talking about this in the last hour. Kenny, we got any action on this at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day? Yet?
Not yet. I'm just putting the story up there now.
All right.
This is horrible.
Well, it just kind of, it's horrible for several different reasons. If you read what the first fellow was accused of, you think this is an appropriate end to his life. Now, there are other questions. This guy had a heart attack instead of dying from a lethal injection. What I want to know is, and this is the question that I basically have each time this has happened of late, because we're told we can't get the drugs anymore because the countries where the drugs had been manufactured are anti-death penalty, so they don't want to sell that stuff to America. I have veterinarians who come to my farm with regularity to put my cows to sleep.
Which are usually,
how many dogs are put to sleep every day in this country?
I would guess your cows are probably way more than most humans, correct?
My cows would average 900 to 1,000 pounds, probably, maybe a little bit more.
So you would think if it works for a cow, it might work for a person.
Well, I've participated in this. I put peaches to sleep myself last year. The old grand dame of the cow, herd, the vet put in a vial of an injection that basically put her at rest, at ease. She was just sort of, her eyes were closed, and she had a little bit of a snore. And then I put the injection in. One injection went on one side of her neck, the other went on the other side of her neck. And within 14, 15 seconds, she was dead. And she didn't suffer at all, nothing. And how many people who are veterinarians who are listening to this program right now think to themselves, how crazy is this? We put dogs and cats and all kinds of things to sleep. I bet in this country there are tens of thousands of dogs that are put to sleep every single day.
Yeah, we're definitely more gentle with animals.
So why can't we do that for a human being if you believe in the death penalty? I don't much. But in the case of this guy, what he did, as long as hopefully he was really guilty of what he was accused of, then he deserved to get what he got. And then there's the death penalty discussion, which is like the same. Well, yeah, we have three or four death penalty, gun control, you know, those sorts of issues, those sorts of conversations that don't really get anywhere because we never change our opinions much. But this makes America look like a bunch of fools under the circumstances. Whoever is responsible, this is just not right.
So the status right now in Oklahoma is what?
Well, the first guy's dead. There were going to be two executions, one and then another one a couple of hours later.
Right.
First guy's dead of a heart attack. The other guy's still alive,
right,
counting his fingers and toes. So that's the status there. And then, you know, you just kind of nose around and you think, why in the world are we really doing this? Other than in some cases when the heinous crime this guy was accused of and found guilty of, I don't find a problem with putting him to death. But I also, you know, in the circumstances, I wouldn't have had a problem putting him to death with a firing squad. So, but I generally don't.
That's what I don't understand. I guess that's what I'm talking about. What irritates me about the lethal injection conversation is, if these people are bad enough, why are we trying to make it easier for them? What happened to the electric chair?
It blew a circuit. 888-302-3684. Listen, you asked, I'm telling you. No, the circuit got blown. The comments that you have, you can share with us either on the phone, email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com, or you can also work on the social media side, which is Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Citrus Magic Air Fresheners. Call 877-344-7724 for a free sample of Citrus Magic Air Fresheners.
Tonight on Stinky TV. At 8 p.m., it's the Smelly Island season finale you won't want to miss. Teams, are you ready for today's challenge? This one is for Team Mom. Moms, today you have a choice. Your sons haven't showered in the 30 days we've been on this island, and your husbands have been wearing the same outfit all month.
No way.
Who would you rather be stuck in a room with?
Get me off this island!
Wait, why are you getting in the speedboat? We're not done filming!
Bye!
Stinky TV is brought to you by Citrus Magic. The most effective odor eliminators come from nature, and Citrus Magic Air Freshener harnesses the natural power of citrus to immediately absorb and eliminate any odors on contact. Even those extra stinky stuck on an island without a shower for 30 days odors. Citrus Magic is offering free air freshener samples when you call 877-344-7724 or visit us at StinkyTV.com. That's 877-344-7724 or visit us at StinkyTV.com and say goodbye to stinky drama.
If I had known that, I would have stayed on the island.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at Staples.com/copy and print for details.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. You have no doubt heard by now that six people were shot as a 19-year-old FedEx employee opened fire at a FedEx sorting facility in Georgia. The shooter wound up turning the gun on himself, took his own life. So what we know at this point, I've seen a lot of video of FedEx trucks. I know the television world is amazing, isn't it? Lots of pictures of FedEx trucks. Doesn't tell the story, but it tells where it became this horror. The horror started. I don't think we know a whole lot about the shooter. Once again, brings up the issue of the state of our mental health care system. Max Maddox is with us. He knows a lot about this. He was diagnosed with bipolar illness at the age of 20. He and his mother, novelist Kathy Brandt, have written a book on their experiences as they sought help and treatment for Max. The book, Walks on the Margins, a story of bipolar illness, is in alternating chapters expressing the anguish and frustration of both Max and his mother as they struggle with doctors and hospitals and the law along the road to recovery. Max Maddox, welcome to the Good Day program.
Thank you for having me.
So, under the circumstances, you diagnosed with bipolar illness at a young age. What does that mean to the people in your life? What did they not know about you? What do they need to know about you as you learned about yourself?
Well, you know, a big part of it, I think, was, you know, reorienting exactly who they thought I was. You know, I think, you know, what happened above all for them was that their son, brother, you know, became somebody that they didn't know, somebody that they didn't really recognize and couldn't, you know, whose behavior they couldn't predict, and, you know, a person whose, you know, personality was, in all honesty, in different ways, very disagreeable. So, beyond that, you know, it, you know, a kind of catastrophe ensued that, you know, I think, you know, we're just cleaning up and finishing cleaning up today. So,
how is your life different? Can you describe what you think normalcy is and then describe what your life is like?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I'm an artist, so my life is pretty abnormal in general. But I live a pretty normal life for an artist, you know. Because this particular mental illness is an episodic illness.
You know, what does that mean? Explain what that means, if you don't mind.
It comes and it goes. You know, I have long periods, even in the midst of the worst of my illness, you know, I have long periods where anyone would consider me sort of quote-unquote normal. And, you know, in the last 7 or 8 years, just about every day of my life would have been more or less considered, you know, a normal day.
So the people that you hear, the people that you hear often discussing why didn't we know? You're thinking perhaps about, I'm talking to the audience now, the shootings at some of these bases, of people going to schools or theaters or wherever there seems to be a focus on mental illness. Are those people, do you think, the same as you? One day they're normal, and another next day they aren't, and so it wouldn't be easy to tell that they are as they actually are.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's very possible. I don't think that anybody could know about my illness. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that there are so many different human pathologies, you know, that, you know, we rest on, you know, being able to diagnose or say, you know, that person, you know, shot all these people, he's mentally ill. Well, yeah, he is.
By definition, you're insane if you do something like
right.
that. Right. Yeah.
You know, but on the other hand, my mental illness and most people's mental illness is very facile in terms of its danger to other people.
Do you think, we only have a few seconds left, that there's a chemical reality here? Are you on certain drugs? And do you think sometimes if people have these problems, they're on drugs and they're the wrong drugs?
Yeah, I think frequently they are the wrong drugs. I think sometimes the quote-unquote right drugs are the wrong drugs. There's a lot of evidence that the drugs designed for to treat these illnesses frequently have the opposite effect and cause condition to worsen. Mm. But in general, you know, I think that people who can work with their psychiatrist, you know, can come up with something that works.
Mm-hmm. The right cocktail. Max Maddox, thank you for sharing your story with us here. The book is called Walks on the Margins, the story of bipolar illness. Max Maddox here on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
From last night's Voice, this is Team Usher and their coach opening up the show with Always on the Run. Crank this up, will you, Michael? That I think much of this.
It's all right, but it's just a lot of woo-hoo.
Yeah. Is it music or noise?
Maybe we need to see it.
Well, is that the case? That's an interesting point.
Sometimes, because listen to the cuts that we play and I think, oh, that person was terrible or that was great, and then I watch it and it's a whole different point of view.
So it presents differently with a video aspect.
Right.
And in this circumstance, we only have the audio, so maybe we don't appreciate what goes into this production in a way.
But they call it The Voice.
Right.
So
you should be able to hear
it. The group numbers, I think, because there's a lot of movement and they play instruments and stuff, it maybe we're missing something. I'm just trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know.
I think we should have Dancing with the Stars on the radio instead of on television. How about we
Excellent
do that?
Idea. That's why you are so smart. And
Thank
involved.
You very much. Yes, I'm here every day. And then some 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I working our way through some of the issues of the day. Hope that some of the things we talk about you'll never actually experience. However, watching television is an experience that a lot of us share. I actually, on the plane coming back last night to the farm, the plane didn't land on the farm. It landed in Boston, and then we drove out to the farm. I was watching a couple of episodes of Breaking Bad because I never really understood what the show was about. I heard a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I find that now that I've watched it, I have no desire to watch any more of it. Very, very, very disturbing stuff. And I just wonder sometimes what it is in these stories that are told.
And you watched more than one show?
Yeah, I did because I didn't really get the essence of the teacher and the thing, the business with his wife and all of that stuff. It took a while to get it. And then, you know, they're actually interesting and creative things. I thought the writing was really quite good, but the story being told was quite horrendous. At least I found it to be that way. At any rate, but the reason I tell you the story is because it's a visual sort of a thing, as much as listening to the actors watching what they were doing, and maybe that's part of, hello, what they call acting.
Guess that's it.
All right, the late night shows, acting, is Conan an actor? Jimmy Fallon an actor? Sometimes he is.
Of sorts.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, so let's go through some of the comedic stories from last night's late shows.
This is big news. The NBA has banned Donald Sterling for life for his racist comments. To me, if Sterling has a problem with black people, maybe he should think about owning a hockey team. Then you're in the clear. You get to be in sports.
Right.
He can still enjoy a league. Yeah. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said he doesn't think Donald Sterling should be kicked out of the league for comments made in private conversation. Huh. After hearing this, Sterling said, wow, this is the first time I've liked a Cuban.
Well, the other big story today, Disney just announced the cast for Star Wars Episode 7. Big news. Big news is the original Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Princess Leia will all be returning in the film. I'm thinking about that. I'm like, so that makes two shows Billy Dee Williams have been kicked off of. I mean, what Lando do wrong? I mean, what did he do? That's, it's fine. I like that guy. We love him. Some more movie news. I read that producers are currently working on a remake of the classic 1959 Charlton Heston film Ben-Hur. Or as they're calling the remake, Ben-Hur Done That. This is kind of nice. In honor of Arbor Day, the online pornography site Pornhub has announced for every 100 videos watched, they'll plant a tree. Which means we have about a week before the entire surface of the earth is covered in trees. Very exciting. They're calling the promotion Get Wood to Give Wood.
Whole new tone. I'm not going to say what I was thinking.
Good
Hi,
idea. 20.
Yeah, thank you. 28 after a good day. Yes.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, what do they think of Justices Sotomayor and Roberts' scathing opinions mentioning each other on affirmative action?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. The Supreme Court by 6-2 ruled that Michigan vote banning affirmative action was constitutional. What do our panelists think about that decision and the Roberts and Sotomayor personal attacks on each other?
Chief Justice Roberts was so wrong when he said the way to end discrimination is to end discrimination. Actually, I think what this will help do is perpetuate discrimination. Sotomayor's opinion, and she's been criticized for being emotional, it was actually grounded in Supreme Court precedent over the last several decades. The court has held that you can't outlaw protections on the basis of race if you allow protections on another basis. It would be a denial of equal protection to not allow the university to have those protections on the basis of...
Well, I thought her decision was bizarre and perverse. I mean, she was arguing having a race-neutral policy is forbidden, in effect, by the 14th Amendment that says we shouldn't be using race and everyone should have equal treatment. And it was equally bizarre that in this long 58-page opinion, she didn't once mention Asian Americans, because Asian Americans are a minority who are harmed by affirmative action.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Stephen's Good Day program. Yes, it is Wednesday, last day of April, tomorrow May 1st. It's 43 degrees here on the farm. Rainy, drizzly, cold.
It's 96 in Los Angeles.
Yes, congratulations. Well, yesterday it was
hot.
Nice. It was nice on the beach yesterday, too. We took a nice walk in the morning. Did you know, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and Julia Ward Howe were great friends. I just wanted you to know that in case you didn't know that.
Did you have them over for mixers and such?
It's a little before my time, but thanks anyway, Jennifer.
Okay.
A majority of NBA ownership groups reached yesterday, said they will vote to force the owner of the Clippers, Mr. Sterling, to sell his club.
Okay.
Teams were contacted by the various press organizations on the question of whether Sterling ought to be forced to sell. 16 ownership groups said yes. Another 8 declined to reveal their stance. The commissioner, Adam Silver, wants Sterling to sell as part of this stiff series of sanctions brought against a fellow who had a conversation in private with somebody that has nothing to do with basketball. The fact that Sterling has been banned for life. A lot of controversy about this.
I don't understand it. I mean,
Listen to the words first.
Yeah.
The commissioner, here's Adam Silver lowering the boom on Donald Sterling.
Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution. I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens.
Okay. So let's say all of us on this. 888-302-3684. The commissioner seemed pretty eager to ban Mr. Sterling. Sterling is no prize by any stretch of the imagination. But the question of freedom of speech is coming up over and over and over again with a lot of inconsistent conversations depending on the color of your skin. Frankly, that's what I get out of this. And whether you like it or not, the ability of somebody like this to say what he or she wants or feels is protected in this country. However, when you're in a private organization, and that's what the NBA is, it is not a public organization. It is private. It is run. It's a club. It's like the Friars Club, or it's like a lot of different clubs that have for years excluded women, excluded Jews, excluded blacks, excluded, the dairy council that I belong to. You can't join that unless you have cows. All right, so this is it's a private club. And if I were to say what Mr. Sterling said, I don't want black people milking cows, do you think they'd throw me off the board? They probably would throw me off the board. Would they make me sell my cows? Probably not. So there are extreme examples, to be sure. But this is nauseous. Sterling's a nauseous creep.
Yeah.
The woman who's with him is a nauseous creep.
And the response is nauseous.
Mm-hmm. And the response is nauseous. So,
I mean, there's nothing good that's come out of this. I think we're getting into a really dangerous zone where and I don't defend this guy. He's disgusting and
gross.
Well,
you don't have to even say that. We don't know he's a pig.
He's gross. I mean, I can't even think of any other word but gross. And just the fact that you can say that you don't like what he said in a private conversation, as you mentioned, Dougie, with someone he thought was his girlfriend, and now you're going to take away his whole business. And also, by taking away his whole business, are you actually punishing the guy? I mean, he's going to make a bazillion dollars.
Right, be close. The team's
by forcing him to sell.
Dollars, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is this punishment for anything?
Well, the way I'm analyzing, I'm pretty good at listening to voices, and I'm listening to Mr. Silver. I did
he's
not
like
see.
He's going to cry.
He's emotional, and in a circumstance like this, this is a meat and potato decision about how you want to organize or run your organization, your team, whatever. And I don't get, but again, I'm not a member of this club.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he has the power to do it, or he's at least caucused a number of the owners, and they said, yeah, let's get rid of this guy. Is that because somebody who's a friend of his wants to buy the team? And maybe there's a fire sale? Well, instead of it being worth $1 billion, we'll write you a check today for $700 million.
Yeah, bring someone else in who's maybe more controllable.
Yeah. I'm very suspicious of all this. Kenny, what are people saying, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, about this?
Wayne says, the real question is why she was recording Donald Sterling. Maybe he wasn't giving her enough money. A hoe is going to be a hoe.
She was his archivist. She recorded everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that the reason for his being on? Did he know, by the way, and this is sort of not part of the argument, but an interesting side note, that he was being recorded? There seem to be some people say yes, some people say no. Who knew that this was going on beside the archivist herself?
I don't think anybody has said, other than the woman who did the recording, who insists that he knew and that it was his idea.
It doesn't seem like he knew he was being recorded, because he was entering into a conversation or a debate with her. You would think if you knew you were being recorded and you wanted to be recorded, it would be more of a monologue.
Does this do anything to advance race relations? Does this help when people see the sort of person who's responsible for saying these things and thinking these things? Or because of the way it's been handled, does it just separate further and make the issue more difficult? That is, race relations in our country, which have come a long way in the last 50, 60, 70 years. Some people say in the last 150, 60, or 70 years. Maybe that's true. Maybe it isn't. There are still a lot of things that are blights on our country, even today. There are plenty of people who wave the Confederate flag in front of their house in certain parts of this country who believe the Civil War was lost and ought not to have been, that they were right, and that people are not equal. There are plenty of people that are listening to this program right now who are yelling at the radio and using all kinds of vile language because they don't think that black people or people who differ from them in terms of religion, a lot of people who supposedly put forth the values that are in the Bible, are the most prejudiced, disgusting people that I've come across in my entire life. So,
you know, I think as far as race relations go, at least in Los Angeles, since that's where I am, last night the local news was covering this gangbusters, as you can imagine. And I guess there were all sorts of protests set up outside of Staples Center before the Clippers playoff game last night.
Protests of
Sterling. But as soon as the NBA, what's his name at the NBA?
Mr. Ball,
Crier.
Mr. Silver.
Silver. Silver.
Yeah.
As soon as he did his press conference, all of the stuff was closed off, like shut down. No one showed up. The protests were over. So apparently his response was what the people that were getting ready to protest were looking for. So there was nothing going on down there at all last night.
Mm-hmm. 888-302-3684. I'm not sure who this is, but you're on Good Day. Hello, who's this? Hello. Huh. Well, I guess it's nobody. Thank you very much. Yep. The essence of...
Maybe it was V. Staviano.
There's another thing. But there are all kinds of emotions that get wrapped to wrapped around this and get extended out. I'm not sure. It's kind of like the business of this guy getting executed, and actually that was botched. And what do we learn from all that? We seem to be making the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And that isn't the sign of a progressive, intelligently run country where there are people. Is it just that we have too many people and the issues are too great for us to deal with? Is that what it is? Or these issues aren't being really fixed, some of them anyway, because we don't know how to fix them? Because so many people are just stuck and intransigent in their views, their thinking, their feeling. Kenny, what else have you got comment-wise there?
Another Ken says, booting Sterling for this is like getting Al Capone on tax evasion. It's not really the crime you wanted to nail him on, but you'll take it.
Well, is it a crime at all? When is it a crime? It's freedom. This guy
it's
had the
not
ability.
Popular, but it's not a
no.
crime.
So is that what, how we judge? If people can judge others the way they want to, we're very judgmental. Human beings are very judgmental. And I'll guarantee you that most of the people at the Staples Center yesterday were protesting something. They didn't even know what the guy said. They just showed up for noise purposes. Somebody says, show up at Staples Center at 5 o'clock. We're having a protest. You know, that's how these things take place, much as anything else. Anyway, the whole thing is it's a sad day in America for a number of reasons. A sad week, if you will. That this is part of the landscape. I want to know if we're learning anything. With all these conversations, do you feel like you're smarter, better off, understand the issues more than you did before, or not? Or is this just another polarized argument that we can have instead of it being necessarily just in the news talk radio arena? It's on the sports talk radio arena's focus page as well. 888-302-3684. How about we talk about something much more pleasant? Mother's Day is coming a week from this Sunday. Mother's Day. Who's special in your life, Jennifer? Your mom is, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would you give her Sherry's berries?
Yep.
This is an alternative to flowers and some of the other things that people get and give with good intentions. This is unique and flavorful and fun. Sherry's berries.
And kind of healthy, by the way. If you're going to have something sweet, this is a very healthy
one. Chocolate is good for you.
Yeah, and strawberries.
And strawberries are good for you, too. Right? That's the way to look at it. Sherry's berries, starting at $19.99, 40% savings when you go online and you order at berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the mic, upper right-hand corner. Use my Good Day code, just write in there, Good Day, and you'll get double the berries for $10. Not a bad deal when you think about it. I know people have sent me these before, and these things start at sometimes $30, $40. So the deal is clear and clean for Mother's Day. Fresh, juicy, mouth-watering berries of all kinds. You can get, I got some blueberries, there's some strawberries. The chocolate is great, white chocolate, dark chocolate, topped with chocolate chips. All you need to do is go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, enter my code, Good Day, when you order. I have, I think what Jennifer's saying about the health of this, the berries are so big when I have received these things. Meredith sent me some on Valentine's Day. And
they're
I've
perfect gotten, looking.
Yeah, they really are. The sweetness, the juiciness. Something that your mouths will water. I'm probably thinking about this right now.
I can tell.
Order before Mother's Day. The deal will end on Friday. Call 866-FRUIT, F-R-U-I-T, 02 to order if you want to do it with a conversation with somebody, a live human being. Otherwise, it's so simple to do at berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Get the best deal you can by using my code, GOODDAY.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Share fresh-picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok-fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, my suggestion is you take all natural Gutsy Chewies, go from the feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy, learn more at GutsyProducts.com. The rumors have now stopped.
Mm-hmm.
The cast for the upcoming Star Wars film, Episode 7, has been released. Quite a few familiar names.
I'm
Mark
excited
Hamill,
about this one.
Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher. Let's see, I'm looking about Chewbacca is back, Anthony Daniels. Not that anybody ever knew who they were, really. Anthony Daniels is C-3PO. Kenny Baker is R2-D2. Chewbacca is Peter Mayhew. Let's see, who else? Oh, wait a minute. Max von Sydow is in this. Looking for some other names that are... I don't see Billy Dee Williams.
No, missing on the list.
J.J. Abrams is a racist. I mean, who's going to take up that banner? I bet you somebody is working right now.
Somebody's already posted that on our Facebook page.
Really? What did they say?
They said, please talk about that.
Let me see okay, so I just did. Then
yeah.
Where?
Jeff says,
there?
Could you mention that Billy Dee Williams has been omitted from the new Star Wars movie?
Mm-hmm.
That is odd. Hmm.
Right. And he wasn't killed off in any of the episodes either, right?
No.
No,
okay. He wasn't.
Right, there you go. Somebody's going to get that question.
This is an outrage.
It is an outrage.
J.J. Abrams on the phone.
51 after the hour.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is with us. We get things started with a conversation about Amazon's attempt to gain a foothold into the food market. Amazon is going to be America's biggest corporation someday. You watch what they're doing. I was reading in one of the magazines that I saw over the weekend a story about how they bought their own fleet of trucks in San Francisco to deliver all their own product in San Francisco Bay.
Yeah, they're going to take the post office out, yep.
And they're going to take out not only the post office, but FedEx.
UPS.
And UPS. And then the idea is to deliver things in competition with UPS. And I bet UPS is happy they helped make Amazon as big as they are after all of that. Anyway, Amazon's getting into a lot of different things. I just remember back to the years when people said, why would you own Amazon stock? They never make any money. And now look at what their stock is worth. So, we'll take stock in what Shelley Palmer has to say. Information coming right up here on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Some politicians think the right of journalists to keep their sources confidential should be limited only to reporters who work for major newspapers. They think bloggers and tweeters do not deserve the protection of freedom of the press. But when you look through the lens of liberty, you realize that no government official has the right to decide who is a journalist. One senator says he doubts that bloggers or tweeters should be given media shield rights. But our rights do not come from the government. We were born with them, and our Constitution limits the government's ability to infringe upon those rights. Our rights belong to all individuals, not just to newspapers or certain groups. Let's speak up and defend the bloggers and tweeters. Either everyone has constitutional rights or no one does.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon has been taking aim at grocery stores, and its most recent program, Prime Pantry, could be its biggest hit yet. Prime Pantry lets Amazon Prime customers in the contiguous 48 United States ship 45 pounds worth of household goods for a flat fee of $6. And they're not selling Costco-like bulk quantities either. Amazon is selling items in everyday sizes, just like you'd buy at a grocery store.
Prime Pantry lets you buy a wide range of goods like soda and water, paper and laundry products, breakfast cereal, personal care products, and more. As you add things to your box, Amazon will tell you exactly how much room is left. You can load whatever you want into the box, but customers looking to buy heavy or bulky items that don't usually ship for free should find the program especially appealing. If you want to learn more about the program, or if you're running low on Cheerios and want to stock up, you can check it out at Amazon.com/Prime Pantry. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, you've reached Zach Robinson. I can't get to the phone, but good news. Our Sprint family plan has an open spot, and Mom said I get to invite the newest member. You don't have to move in with us if you join, and you can get separate bills. So if you want to save a bunch of money, just answer these questions. How do you talk to girls? Do you go Dutch on the first date? Actually, these don't really matter because just about anyone can join a Sprint family plan. But could you do me a solid...
Starting a Sprint family plan is easy, and the more people your family adds, the more you save. For a limited time, get the revolutionary new Samsung Galaxy S5 for zero down and a free Tab 3 when you join a family plan. With better call quality, fewer drop calls, and faster speeds on America's newest network, there's never been a better time to switch. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer ends 7/10/14. Maximum plan savings of $30 per line, while supplies less, taxes and surcharges excluded. Zero down plus $27.99 a month for 24 months for well-qualified buyers. Total price $649.99 with 0% APR. If you cancel service, remaining balance on phone becomes due. Tab requires 2-year agreement and data plan. Restrictions apply. See store sprint.com.
I find it interesting to analyze what there is that's available on the old style floppy disks. Can we go back to a floppy disk for a second and understand, for people who don't know what a floppy disk is, Kenny? Can you help everybody understand
back in the day,
floppy disk is? What a great term. I always thought that was an interesting...
I just threw out a whole bunch, actually, at CRN.
So what is a floppy disk?
Floppy disk was kind of like a cartridge that went into your computer, and that's where you stored documents or whatever else you had on your computer. That's where the memory was, because computers just didn't have that much memory. So you had lots of different floppy disks for different things that you needed.
I remember trying to, I'm not very friendly at the moment anyway when it comes to this sort of thing, but I am trying to understand all of these never before seen Andy Warhol works that have been discovered on floppy disks going back to the 1980s. A team of artists and computer experts rescued the digital images from obscurity after the Carnegie Mellon University Computer Club extracted them from a 30-year-old disk, part of a collection of things at the Andy Warhol Museum. Just imagining floppy disks is kind of I thought it was kind of fun, frankly. 59 FBI.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.